But how? Through the righteousness of faith. Now, what are you? Who of you? Who of you are? What of you are? Are you a law keeper? Ten commandment keeper? Or do you walk with God by faith? God has promised and made his promise, validated it. He said to Abraham when he made promise, because I could swear by no greater, I swore by myself. What did he swear? Blessing. Surely blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. Come on. But yet, we listen to the Abbot's sermon, God don't want you to have nothing. Now, what are we going to do about that? Are we going to still sit around in that old muddy grove? When it comes down to the things of God, I noticed something about people that do this stuff. When it comes down to the things of God, getting people saved, getting money into the kingdom, getting money in your hand, you always get what you want. I see people walking the street. They'll have them a cell phone. They can get one. But they can't get no ride to church. They can't make it a Wednesday night Bible class. They can get them a cell phone. Now let me go on, because I don't want to meddle today. I want to do what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. Why did he do it? He gave us everything before the world began. He did not want you to come into a world that were null and void of his blessing. Why? He had to. Y'all ready for this? He had to make a world to match his man. I'm going to say it again. Y'all didn't get that. He didn't create a sloppy, broke, twisted, confused man, but a man that had dominion over everything. He had to create a world that would give him everything. Hallelujah. So he made a statement like this. Let me go on. Why did he do it? Let me finish my statement, then I read the scripture. Why did he do it? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. He did it so the blessing could. Because see, Adam messed up and the Gentile people were left out. Only Abraham's descendant were blessed. But God want all mankind. Doesn't matter what language you speak, what ethnic group you may be with. Doesn't matter about what color your skin, doesn't matter about where you were born. It doesn't matter about any of those things. He wants you to find out and wants you to know that his blessing will find you. If the word will be proclaimed, the blessing will show up in your life. He did not tell us to go and tell people about their sorrow and pain. He said, go preach the gospel. If men would preach the gospel, if people as poor as it could be, the gospel would change their life. Hallelujah. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And God says it's about himself. The blessing, this is Proverbs 10:22. It's on, I think we got that on our confession. The blessing of the Lord make us rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. What does his blessing? What do his blessing do? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Wigglesworth was called the apostle of faith. And I read some of his writing. He was a man that got a hold to the word of God. And it made no difference what situation, case that person may be in. If he could get that person to respond or believe God or receive, he would get them healed. He had more people raised from the dead in his day than anybody else. He was called the apostle of faith. Oral Robert, God raised him up. And it's such a blessing to have the honor and the privilege not only to drive by the university, but to have gone on the campus. And we have been on that campus, and our oldest son attended Oral Robert University. They say he laid hands on so many people till he wore his elbow sockets out. He had some of the marvelous miracles. And he had a song, it just really thrilled me, that when he would come on his TV show, something good is going to happen to you this very day. Jesus of Nazareth is coming your way. Hallelujah. I was able to sit under and be in the midst of, I call, our modern day Paul, Kenneth E. Hagin. And I cannot tell you the untold miracles. I saw them, some of them. I read, you. If you read them, you read his writing, you would find out he had many, many, many miracles of healing and blessing. His son asked his mama one day, I think I said it before, but he was a young fella. He said, Mama, all those tales that daddy tell, is it so or he's just a preaching? Is he just a preaching? Because he told so many stories, his son thought that he just a preaching, wasn't they just making him up of the word. And then I was able to sit in the midst of other great men and women. I read about Catherine Kuhlman, but I never been to a meeting. But I was able to be in many meetings. I'm telling you this because I'm not far away. And I've heard, and then I read, because you have to go search it, check it out for yourself. You just can't take what somebody said. Because people will feed you anything.